says he wants to be the NFL's first African-American majority owner. This is USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-15. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
President Trump is to detail his national security strategy in a speech later today, an address which will broadly cover four vital national interests, including protecting the homeland, preserving peace through strength, advancing prosperity, and promoting U.S. influence abroad. President Trump says he believes John McCain will return to Washington if his vote is needed on a big tax cut bill that's expected to see a vote this week. Mark Mayfield has more.
Trump said he spoke with McCain's wife, Cindy, and wished her and the senator well. The 81-year-old, who is battling brain cancer, headed back to Arizona yesterday to spend the holidays with his family. He's expected to miss the tax vote, but Republicans believe they still have the votes to pass it. Trump also said there's no doubt that McCain is going through a very tough time.
Some GM owners starting to receive recall notices today for Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra 3500 trucks. About 50,000 vehicles from model years 2011 to 2015 being recalled for a fuel tank issue. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
South Korea is now accusing China of violating its airspace with military aircraft. Correspondent Bill Zimfer has that story.
The accusation comes after South Korean President Moon Jae-in wrapped up his first state visit to China, where the two countries vowed to enhance bilateral ties. South Korean military officials say five Chinese fighter jets entered their air defense identification zone Monday, with South Korea deploying fighter jets of its own as a normal tactical measure. China has recently started to increase the frequency and range of its military patrols.
Firefighters in Southern California continuing to battle the Thomas Fire, a fire that's now 45% contained after burning nearly 270,000 acres so far since starting 2 weeks ago in Ventura County. Over 1,000 structures have been destroyed by the blaze. One of former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin's sons facing domestic violence charges, Track Palin, was arrested on Saturday in Wasilla, Alaska, charged with felony burglary, misdemeanor reckless assault, and criminal mischief for causing property damage. Authorities saying the charges were related to domestic violence, though further details have not been made public. And AAA is forecasting about 107.3 million Americans will travel away from home, the most on record during the year-end holidays this year, 3% more than last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington, and the weather today is partly sunny with a high near 47 degrees. It's getting really warm out there. Calm wind becoming northeast or around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around a cold 32. West wind 6 to 8 miles per hour. Good afternoon, everyone, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, and have I got a day and a show for you and stuff. We're going to be talking to Chris Baxter from Riding with Heart from Pittstown, New Jersey. Now, a lot of you are riding. What kind of riding? Is this bicycle, motorcycle? We're going to be talking about equine or the great massive horse that we so love here in Hunterdon County. So, Chris, first of all, I'd like to welcome you to the show and stuff. And this is an exciting time for us on the heels of Christmas coming up and all.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me today.
Okay, very good. So we were talking off air and stuff about riding with heart and stuff. What is a heart about?
HEART stands for, it's an acronym for Hunterdon Equine Assisted Recreation and Therapy.
So is this program specifically for just Hunterdon County or is it nationwide?
Riding with HEART, we do serve Hunterdon County, but we have clients that come from Somerset County, Mercer County, Warren County. We've had people come from Bucks County. We've even had riders that come from New York City and
come out to us.
Yeah, so... We serve all over.
So this is pretty incredible. Now, during the course of our hour, the radio audience is going to want to know how, who, what, when, where, and why and things about this program. So where's a good place to start with such a huge...
Most people call it either therapeutic riding or hippotherapy.
Okay.
The term that we've encompassed now, the industry has encompassed, is equine-assisted recreation and therapy. This industry did start out as therapeutic riding, people with physical disabilities would be put on a horse and they would get the benefits of riding a horse. Through the years, they found out that there's so much more that can be done using the horse to benefit people's lives.
Right.
So Riding with Heart, we do have an adaptive therapeutic riding program.
Mm-hmm.
We are a member of PATH, which is the Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship. All our instructors are PATH certified. We have to take a 3-day course, and then there's a riding test and a written test that we have to pass to get our certification.
So this is just not taking somebody, throwing them up on a horse and just leading them around by the bridle and things.
No,
this sounds like pretty involved.
Yeah, it is. Being a PATH center, we have a very large book of standards that we have to follow, safety standards and making sure that we run the program in the most professional way that we can.
Okay.
And we don't want to hurt anybody, so there are precautions and contraindications that we need to follow.
Okay.
If there's a rider that has Down syndrome, we have to make sure that the doctor signs off and that rider does not have atlantioaxial instability, which is a problem with the neck that can get exacerbated if they do any jarring motion or anything like that.
Like a horse getting into a gallop or something.
Right,
like, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Every rider that we have does have to have a doctor's clearance.
Okay. Oh, okay. So that's really intense in as far as now, is this like a prescription that a doctor would write for the therapy?
No, the therapeutic riding is considered a recreational activity.
Oh, okay.
And the certified therapeutic riding instructor adapts their riding lesson to incorporate that person's goals and adapts it to their abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So if a rider needs to work on communication, we can incorporate singing songs or talking during the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
If they need to work on trunk control, we can make sure the rider sits up straight and
right.
tall. So that's what the adaptive therapeutic riding
yeah.
is. And it enhances the life and benefits their lives
right.
in so many different ways.
Off air, you were telling me about that example about the Pac-Man.
Yes. Yeah, so for many years, I was a teaching assistant in the Flemington Raritan School District, and I had one student who I had to go to his physical therapy and occupational therapy with during the school day. And he always had some negative behaviors in therapy because it was hard work for this little kid. He was 5 years old, 6 years old, and it was hard work. But I was also his therapeutic riding instructor once a week after school.
Oh, okay.
And I knew what he was working on in therapies and in the classroom. And I could adapt my therapeutic riding lesson to enhance those. So I knew he had very low fine motor skills and he couldn't hold a pencil very well. And those were things that he was working on in therapy. So as a therapeutic riding instructor, I knew that holding the reins would build that strength in his hands.
Right.
And I had a tennis ball, cut a slit in it, drew eyes on it, and it looked like Pac-Man.
Uh-huh.
So I would have him hold the reins. If you can hold your reins from here to the orange cone, it was only like 5 feet we started out as. He would get to feed Pac-Man a bead. So I'd have a pocket full of beads. And if he did hold his reins, he got to work on his fine motor again. He didn't even know it. He worked on his pincer grips, picking up that small bead, and then his eye-hand coordination, putting the bead in Pac-Man's mouth. And then we would increase the length. You know, it would go from 5 feet to 6 feet. And it took almost 2 years before he was able to hold his reins the whole time. Of course, we always make things fun for the kids.
Sure.
If he got to feed Pac-Man too many beads, Pac-Man would get a tummy ache and, he would throw it up. And it was fun. Uh-huh. So this child perceived the horseback riding and what he was doing at horseback riding as a fun activity.
Right.
And he was playing games. But he was working on the things that he was working on, therapy.
At therapy.
But I would get further with him in the therapeutic riding class.
Isn't that something?
Than he would in his regular
so
therapy program.
So minute or hour or half hour session per session and things like that, putting a horse involvement in it where he had to do, subconsciously, he had to hold better carriage. He had to have that fine motor skill to what he thought was playing a game and things like that. You got far more mileage out of the time spent with him and stuff than putting him into a sterile environment of a physical therapy department or an occupational therapy department and having all kinds of machines and everything else like that and all.
Exactly.
That is incredible. We're going to go take a commercial break here, but we're going to come back because I want to hear more stories about how your fooling the person in as far as making it fun, but actually getting some quality work out of it. So we'll be right back to Get Healthy Hunterdon.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Help make your community safer. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is a community-based program aimed at making our community safer by providing an avenue for citizens to anonymously report criminal activity. It provides monetary rewards if the information leads to an arrest and indictment. See something, say something, and get cash for your anonymous tip. Call or text 1-800-321-0010 or go online to www.crimestoppershunterdon.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back. This is Get Healthy Hunterdon with Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. And today my guest is Chris Baxter from Riding with Heart out of Pittstown, New Jersey. Now, what we were able to do in the first segment and stuff was talk about what this heart is all about. And we were talking about some of the examples that she works with over there and all. And Chris, we were off air. We were talking about some other dimensions that you were going to cover here in our next segment and all. So tell us more about this interesting program.
So I'm a therapeutic riding instructor, and I teach horseback riding to the best of the person's ability. We also have an occupational therapist that works with us once a week, and she does not teach horseback riding skills. What she does is she does therapy using the multidimensional movement of the horse to enhance her therapy skills. So if your doctor prescribed you to go to, you know, physical therapy, you would go, and maybe they would use the physical therapy ball or have you doing different exercises. So our occupational therapist, she uses that multidimensional movement of the horse as a vehicle to enhance her therapy goals.
Mm-hmm.
When I say multidimensional movement of the horse, it's a back and forth motion, but it's also rotating a person's hips when the horse is walking.
Sure.
It mimics the same movement in a person's hips as if they were walking.
Walking
themselves.
And stuff, yeah.
And that gives a lot of sensory input. And she plays games as well and does different mm-hmm. positioning on the horse to enhance her goals. She can, if your insurance covers occupational therapy, then you may be able to get reimbursed for that.
Oh, okay.
For that. The therapeutic riding, you can't get reimbursed.
Right, okay.
Because it's considered a recreational activity.
Right.
The hippotherapy is a therapy session.
Sure. Isn't that interesting?
Oh. Yeah.
What would be a typical, or I guess you really don't have a typical client that would come in and things. You span the gamut of people that are injured, whether it's from an automobile accident, a fall down from birth, just some sensory deprivations that are going on.
Right. You know,
so tell us a little bit about that.
People have asked me, what's your typical rider?
Right.
And I say my typical rider is that little 3-year-old girl who's not meeting her developmental milestones.
Right.
It's
uh-huh.
this 6'4" gentleman that I have that's on the autism spectrum, and he's nonverbal, and he just loves the movement of the horse. It's the it's the middle-aged gal that we have
uh-huh.
who has traumatic brain injury from when she was a teenager. She used to be an equestrian. A lot of our riders, the typical riders, are those young boys who are on the autism spectrum. I say we have a lot of the riders that have invisible disabilities
mm-hmm.
that if you drove down our driveway and you would see one of these boys riding, you're like, oh, it's a typically developing child riding.
Right.
But they have those invisible disabilities
sure.
where going to a regular program doesn't work for them. I've had parents tell me that it's the only time during the week that they can get their son away from their video games, that it's the only time they see their kids smiling is when they're riding. It gives them a sense of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these kids don't go for organized sports.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And this gives them a physical activity that they can
yeah.
that they can do, and they can feel accomplished. I have one little rider who, when he first started riding with me, couldn't, if I said, you know, take your right arm and do an arm circle, he couldn't process how to do that.
Uh-huh.
And now he is walking and he's trotting the horse independently, and he's posting and
uh-huh.
two-pointing and doing all that kind of stuff. So it's to see where he's come from through the years, it's just remarkable.
Isn't that incredible? So what was the brainchild? Where was the start of this whole program and stuff?
I think the therapeutic riding started over in Germany or over in Europe, the whole concept of that. And it was brought over to the United States in the 60s.
In the 60s then and all. And how did Hunterdon County get this and given to them in their lap and all?
There's Hunterdon Educational Services Foundation, ESC, started this program.
Oh, okay.
They had a school over here, over near the hospital. And there was a little farm right behind it, so they started the therapy program for their students.
Oh, okay.
They opened it up for the public after school hours, and it grew too large for that little three-stall barn, so they moved up to Pittstown.
In Pittstown, okay.
And they were there for a little bit, but due to budget constraints of the Educational Services Commission, they had to drop the program. And there's community members who saw the benefits to the community of this program. So they started a 501c3 nonprofit.
Oh, okay.
And the program kind of seamlessly went from ESC over into the new nonprofit. At the time, it was called Dreams Come True, and we've since changed the name to Riding with Heart because it's more than just therapeutic riding.
Now. Sure,
we have
hypotherapy.
Like we're launching a veterans program this in 2018. We have an equine assisted learning program, which I never even touched on.
Oh, okay. We'll have to talk about that.
When we were off air. And we have volunteers. We have over 100 volunteers, ages 12 to 60, whatever, that help us. So it really is more than just therapeutic riding now.
Right.
It helps so many people. And we keep developing new programs so we can better serve our community because not everybody is the same and needs to be pigeonholed into one program.
Right. And as you were talking about off-air and stuff, you were talking about an incident with an individual from the inner city and stuff and how, you know, people come to the program, you know, and you put them on a horse to simulate the walking and to get the neural pathways reestablished and get the sensory tactile going and all. But here's an individual that wasn't an issue, didn't have issues with that, but he had other things going on. And tell the audience about that.
So a couple of our volunteers come from the New Jersey Juvenile Justice Commission, and they volunteer with us. And a lot of these young men are from the urban areas, and they've never been on a farm. They've never been around horses, and very, very intimidating to them. We had this one young man who just didn't even want to go up to any of the horses because he was afraid of them. But we had one rider, a gentleman who was in his 50s and very engaging, and this young man really took a liking to him.
Mm.
So he came up to me and asked me if he could help this gentleman during his lesson. So we gave him some volunteer training, and he became he became this gentleman's sidewalker.
Oh, okay.
And as he was helping this gentleman, they really became very bonded together, and during the lesson, the gentleman would be, you know, oh, you did a great job. Thank you for helping me. I couldn't do this without you. Thank you, thank you. And it was really heartfelt, and it was really good. And you could just see the change in this young man, change in his face and his attitude and the way he was carrying himself. And it's almost like it's the first time that he ever really got such positive feedback from doing something good that he did.
Right.
And I like to believe that this will carry on through his life, that he learned a great lesson that, you know, giving of himself, giving of his heart, that he really made a difference in somebody's life. So he's back home now, and I'm hoping that it really serves him well.
Wow. So isn't it interesting, you know, how having an individual like that, you know, like you said, he was a sidewalker or something. So explain what that's all about.
So some of our riders need assistance on the horse. They need a horse leader. And a sidewalker are people who walk beside the rider, and they will do something that's called an arm lock. They'll hook their hand in the front of the saddle, put their forearm over the rider's thigh to balance them and give them assistance in the saddle so they can stay on that horse if they're not balanced themselves.
Okay. So you have the horse. You have the rider. You have a sidewalker.
Two sidewalkers.
And anybody else involved in a session then like that?
The instructor.
The instructor, okay.
Oh, excuse me. I'm I'm having a little cough today.
Now, the and you have somebody that's leading the horse, too? Or
yep, we have a horse leader.
Horse leader and all.
And everybody is training. All our volunteers are trained. They go through a volunteer orientation
okay,
and training.
Very good.
And the horse leaders get extra training in leading the horse.
All right. So that's interesting. Here, you know, this individual, the young kid, the young boy, came to the farm to who knows what he was told he had to do. And he ended up befriending an individual who had some issues. That befriending or that friendship developed into who knows where that's going to go, though. Like you said, he was paying forward.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
It was one of those moments. I always tell people when you come, those diamond moments or those wonderful moments, fireworks don't go off when you see them. You have to just be in the moment and be aware of what's happening. So the gal who was leading the horse didn't even realize this was all going on. And I was like, did you notice that? And she was like, no. And then, you know, I was telling her, she goes, oh my gosh, you're right. So you just have to be aware of those diamond in the
sure.
rough moments that happen all the time. It's so heartwarming when things like that happen.
Sure. And like the name of the program, Riding with Heart, you never know how far extended or how far affecting that heart is going to go.
Right. So this rider who this young man was helping, he's 50 years old.
Oh.
He had spent a month in ICU and then another month in rehab. And after his illness, after he got out of the hospital in rehab, his muscles had deteriorated. He couldn't sit up straight, and he needed to go to therapy.
Mm.
But his mom knew conventional therapy wouldn't work for him due to his age and his multiple disabilities. And at the time, she read an article in the New York Times about the benefits of therapeutic riding on improving the muscles of the spine and the neck and the back.
Right.
So she signed him up for therapeutic horseback riding.
Mm-hmm.
And excuse me. Shortly, he started to improve his balance. He was very lopsided, and we would just tell him, you know, you need to sit up, John. You sit up tall. You want to do this because he loved his horse, Oliver, that he rode. I'm like, you don't want to hurt Oliver's back, so you have to sit up tall and straight.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. So he would really work on that. But what we didn't know, what his mom didn't know, was how far-reaching that the therapeutic riding would touch his life. He was happier.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The folks that ran the group home that he lives in was like, they were astounded how happy it made him when he got back to the group home. And it actually helped his language. He started talking in longer sentences and more cognizant sentences.
Sure.
And they were just astounded that the therapeutic riding touched so many areas of his life. And then he touched somebody else's life. So it's the whole butterfly effect that
I like
to talk about.
That is amazing stuff. What we're going to do is we're going to take a little commercial break here now, and we'll be right back to Get Healthy Hunterdon.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as an Amtrak passenger train is off its bridge and on Interstate 5 near Olympia, Washington. Images showing the train hanging over that interstate highway, and motorists are being told to stay away from that area as first responders say this is likely a mass casualty incident, though there's no word on how many people may be injured. Amtrak officials say the train is the number 501 that was operating between Seattle and Portland, Oregon. As Georgia Power officials look into the cause of a fire that led to a massive power outage at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport yesterday, former NTSB member John Guglia says too many questions remain unanswered.
Power is only part of the story here. The other part of the story, which nobody seems to be picking up on, is the passengers. They should have been evacuated early.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A couple of economic surveys making news, as one annual survey finds Americans' optimism in the nation's economy is soaring as 2017 draws to a close. More than half of the respondents in the CNBC All-American Economic Survey rate the economy as good or excellent, the first time it's reached that margin in at least 11 years. And 41% expect the economy to only get better in 2018, and that's a near record. The National Association of Home Builders Index released on Monday morning showing home builders sentiment rising 5 points this month to 74, the highest since 1999. A military base in the UK used by the U.S. went into lockdown earlier today, and now a man's in custody.
A man reportedly tried to ram a gate at a checkpoint entering the Mildenhall Suffolk Air Base today. The base immediately went into lockdown, and one person was taken into custody. No other injuries were reported.
That's Bill Zimfer reporting, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, made even more wonderful when you're able to get all your packages out on time. So this holiday, ship them at Staples and get 10% off UPS shipping services. Staples is open 7 days a week and has all the mailing and shipping supplies you need. Staples. Shop, ship, smile. And right now, get 10% off UPS shipping services. Valid through 12/30/17. Exclusions apply. See associate for details.
The huge Thomas Fire in Southern California, now 45% contained, but it's burned over 270,000 acres, and it's killed a firefighter who's now back home, as Jason Campidonia tells us.
Corey Iverson died late last week of smoke inhalation and burns while battling the massive Thomas Fire in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. On Sunday, his body was moved from Ventura County back to San Diego County, and the 203-mile trip south was lined with fire crews from other departments and people simply showing support.
And a social media giant widening its rules against what it deems as hateful and harmful behavior, as Twitter's announced those who express any affiliation with hate groups that use or celebrate violence to achieve their aims will be permanently banned. More now in connection with one of our top stories concerning the problems at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta yesterday when thousands were stranded by a power outage. It seems Chick-fil-A can never say again it wasn't open on a Sunday. Here's Lisa Z with more.
Travelers were stranded, unhappy, and hungry. Chick-fil-A took care of at least one of those things. Atlanta's mayor called Chick-fil-A to ask for help, and they jumped into action, breaking a steadfast rule. Chick-fil-A is not open on Sundays because of its founders' religious beliefs. However, they fed the tired and the hungry, providing free meals for thousands who were stuck.
Will be permanently banned. Remember to find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and I have an incredible person here with us today talking about riding with heart, and this is Chris Baxter from Riding with Heart in Pittstown, New Jersey. And off air, we were talking about a multitude of things that were going on and all, and we're just going to pick one topic, Chris. So go ahead. What would be the next thing that the radio audience needs to know? How about that Hall of Famer that you got there?
Oh, yes. We just found out on Friday that one of our therapy horses, Stanley, is being inducted into the New Jersey Veterinary Medical Association Animal Hall of Fame.
So what does that mean? And
it means
what?
That he's just the best horse ever. So Stanley is a Dutch warm blood, and he was donated to us because his former owner did dressage, and he couldn't hold up to the level of dressage.
Oh, okay.
He would go lame and stuff like that. So she donated him to us. He was 6 years old. And he's been with us since then, and he's 24 years old now.
Wow, so he's got a lot of experience under his belt.
He really does, and he is just incredible. He's great for those riders in the ring, and he has really become great with our equine-assisted learning groups, really connecting with those teenagers off on the ground, so to speak.
Oh, okay.
He's a character. He is just, he's goofy, he's silly, he's a giant Labrador with hooves.
And oh, boy.
He's my favorite horse ever.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we had a rider years ago, and he came to us. He was in his late 50s. He had developmental disabilities, and Stanley and this gentleman really made this connection. It was unbelievable. So when this gentleman was ride Stanley, like, everybody would come out and just watch. I've never seen it happen. It was like moths to the flame. And they would just watch him. And the rider loved to play the Rainbow Rings game. I'd given them a rubber ring, and he would have to get Stanley over to the corresponding color pole and put it on there. Nobody knew how they knew which pole to go to, because we couldn't see him steering. It was just like they had this love connection, radar love going on or whatever. It was great. Unfortunately, this gentleman did pass away in his sleep from a heart attack. And when his sister had called to tell me that he passed away, it's the first time that she actually started crying when she had to tell me this. And she requested one thing, that she asked if she could have Stanley's lead rope, because she wanted to bury her son with his lead rope in his hand. He got buried with his riding clothes and his boots on, holding Stanley's lead rope. So that's how much it meant to him to ride Stanley. So that's the connection that he makes with people. It's just incredible. He we had another young man who was a ward of the state. His parents had given him up years and years before. And he's lived in groups, homes, and institutions for many, many years.
Okay, yeah.
He loved Stanley. Here we had this scrawny little 12-year-old kid. His arms were like the size of pencils, but he wanted to work with Stanley. Stanley is a 16'2 Dutch Warmblood, which means he's a big horse.
Sure.
And I'm like, are you sure you want to work with him? He's kind of big for you. Nope. He wanted to work with Stanley. This kid, like, loved on Stanley and hugged him and kissed him, and Stanley loved him and kissed him back continually. And I believe it's because this, from living in group homes, this child didn't get a lot of physical hugs and kisses, because staff really can't do that.
Sure.
It's inappropriate, but he was able to get that warmth and those hugs and that physical love from this horse, and this horse really gave it back to him. And it made a real big difference in his life.
Wow.
It was the only time this young man didn't show any negative behaviors was when he was in the barn, except for one day. This young man woke up, and he was almost in what they called crisis. And he was very agitated, and he was crying, and he was belligerent. And they brought him to the barn anyway, and I tried doing a lesson, and nothing was working with this kid, and I didn't know what to do. So I took his hand, brought him into the barn, opened Stanley's door, and said, "Stanley, you need to take care of your boy." Stuck the kid in the stall with him, and I would say 5 minutes, 8 minutes later, the kid walks out of the stall and says, "Okay, Miss Chris, can I ride now?" Like, totally out of crisis. The staff from the group home were standing there with their jaws down to the ground. They're like, "What just happened?" I said, "Magic. I told Stanley, do what you do." And he was able to get this kid out of crisis. And within 8 minutes, where the professionals at the group home, the therapists, weren't able to do it,
right,
but Stanley could.
Isn't that something? So, so often we think about therapy dogs and stuff. Who would ever thought that, like, a therapy horse would have such a broad handle on, you know, the situation that's going on with a multitude of different conditions, medical issues, personality, emotional things going on, and just being themselves?
Yeah, they're starting to do research on like the size of the horse's heart and the magnetism with the person's heart. Like they're saying that putting your hands on the heart, over the heart and over the horse, that the heartbeats start to become in sync. And so it's just incredible if you read stories like
so
that.
So often we work with resonating frequencies and stuff, or the vibration that you have assigned to your body or your biological terrain and stuff, and how things that you're eating sometimes that you like and stuff throw your body into chaos. And what our program does is identify, you know, protein, vegetable, and fruit sources that are going to be in resonating frequency or in harmony with your body. So, you know, there's so much to be said about, you know, vibration and the energetics that are out there and stuff, you know, whether it's your body's chi, you know, aligning with the horses and all. Because, again, remember, animals, and you know this better than almost anybody and stuff, animals, you know, are here and now and stuff. They're not worried about what happened yesterday. They don't care about what's happening tomorrow. They're just here and now and what they can be doing and things like
right.
that.
Absolutely. That's it. And Stanley's all about, do you have a treat in your pocket for you? So...
So you've got Stanley. How big a riding facility is over there?
We have 30 acres, and we're Green Acres Preserved. We do have 1 acre that's not in the Green Acres because we are planning a capital campaign to put up an indoor. So we're.
Oh my gosh! Have, tell us about that.
So right now we only have an outdoor riding ring, and we're very limited to the time of year. We can only ride from April into November. Once November hits, it's too late in the afternoon. It gets dark very early and it's cold. We also have to cancel lessons if it's raining or inclement weather.
Oh, okay.
We have some riders who can't ride, say, in the summertime because they're on medication or they have a disability that keeps them from being in the heat and the sun. So an indoor riding facility will allow us to offer our services year-round. And also with our veterans program, we would eventually like to get a mental health professional to come in and do therapy, equine-assisted psychotherapy. But right now we can't do that in our outdoor ring because there's a sidewalk, a path that goes right through our property since we are Green Acres. So you can't be in the middle of a psychotherapy
right.
session and then have somebody riding by on their bicycle.
Bicycle and stuff. Yeah, interfering
so
with
will,
that.
An indoor will really help us with that.
My gosh. All right, we're going to take a little commercial break here and we will be right back with more amazing information about Riding with Heart with Chris Baxter out of Pittstown, New Jersey.
Help make your community safer. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is a community-based program aimed at making our communities safer by providing an avenue for citizens to anonymously report criminal activity. It provides monetary rewards if the information leads to an arrest and indictment. See something, say something, and get cash for your anonymous tip. Call or text 1-800-321-0010 or go online to www.crimestoppershunterdon.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And we are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and I'm Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. As I've been telling you and stuff, we've got an exciting guest here with a whole different spin on therapeutic work with people that need to find themselves, and they're using equine, or as we in Hunterdon County people would say, we use horses. Good old horse sense. So, Chris, let's continue on from where we left off. We were talking about right now you've got the outdoor riding rink kind of limited in as far as the weather, the time of day, and things like that. And you're looking at expanding and putting this amazing indoor riding rink and stuff. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So, yeah, so we have plans for an indoor riding ring. We do have a generous donor that is making a matching donation, but we're going to have to do a lot of fundraising to make this happen. So our first goal is to raise $100,000. Like I was saying before, our program is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We do subsidize 49% of every riding lesson that we give.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. People don't realize that. They think because we charge that whatever. But it's expensive to own horses, and we have 11 of them. We do have 30 acres. And we have, need to make sure we're covered with insurance and everything. Our staff does not get paid a lot of money, I can tell you that.
Okay.
Yes, I did work for 3 years without a salary. I worked full time. And I just get a very small stipend for a salary now. So I always say we run a champagne program on a beer pocketbook. And but we do need to do a lot of fundraising. We have a tax sale twice a year in the spring and the fall.
What is that?
People can donate their gently used horse tack, whether it's blankets or saddles or bridles or boots or anything horse related.
Okay.
And we resell it, and then 100% of the proceeds go right into our program.
Oh, wow.
Whether it's for taking care of the horses, the horse feed, the hay, or paying our bills. We do need to pay for lights and garbage pickup and all that other kind of stuff. And we're planning a motorcycle run. We don't have a date, but the motorcycle run will be to raise funds for our upcoming veterans program.
I was going to say, this is interesting. This is a horse barn and horse therapy and stuff. So how does a motorcycle get involved with all this?
Well, you know, there's a lot of veterans who are into motorcycles.
Right.
And our veterans program, we also are going to incorporate a LEOS program, which is law enforcement officers support.
And
we'd like to really concentrate on the families, the children especially, of the veterans and the law enforcement, whether it's family days or a six-week program. So we're going to have to do a lot of fundraising for that too.
That's pretty interesting as far as the expansion that you're going to be going on and stuff. You know, so often we know that, you know, veterans come back and, you know, if they haven't, you know, gotten, you know, body parts stolen from them or removed and things like that, the emotional component, like we said, the unseen issues that are going on can be very, very devastating, not just to the individual, but to the family and then friends that are around them and all.
Absolutely.
So you guys are going to be developing a program to help bridge that gap in between things and all.
Yes, it's in development right now.
That's pretty incredible. Now, who came up with that idea?
Well, there's a lot of programs that do help the veterans. And it's a big thing in the therapeutic riding industry now. And there's other programs around Hunterdon that touch on that. So we're trying to find a niche where we can fill in the gaps that other programs aren't doing. And we feel helping the children and the families that way will be a good way for us to do it. A lot of the other programs that have veterans programs, they don't do riding.
Right.
So we want to incorporate the horseback riding and letting them get on the horse and ride.
It's always incredible because, you know, the biggest thrill for most children and things like that is, you know, just to come up and, like, you know, pet a horse on its nose, let alone to get on its back and, you know, be led around the rink and things like that. But, you know, for the neurological, the emotional, the physical conditions that they may be carrying, you know, in their frames or in their minds or their bodies and stuff, this bridges that gap so often needed and things like that, that perhaps, you know, not a physical therapy or an occupational therapy session can, you know, provide and things like that. So this is just incredible.
Right. And if we get the kids together, it would also be a support group for them. So they can be around other kids that, you know.
It's always interesting, like, you go down to the, you know, Flemington 4-H Fair and stuff, and how close those kids are, you know, that are showing the horses or the rabbits or the sheep or the goats and things like that. You know, they sleep with, you know, these animals, you know, they eat. You know, they name them, you know, they groom them and take care of them. So they move outside of me all the time, right, and more towards, you know, the animal and things like that. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's just, there's so many ways we can touch lives and help the lives of our community members that need our services.
Right. So. Now, this veterans, this motorcycle rally thing that you guys are going to become, when do you think that this will be coming off?
We're looking for a date, maybe late spring, early summer.
Okay.
For it. So, yeah, we're pretty now excited.
Now, you'll be wanting to contact, like, the Harley-Davidson Society or Harley-Davidson chapter of Hunterdon County or something like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of motorcycle clubs and stuff we're learning.
Incredible.
So we're just doing a lot of all that research now and reaching out to different community members that can help us and either guide us and stuff like
right.
that. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. We've never done anything like that yet. Mm-hmm. So.
That'll be good. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, motorcyclists and car fanciers and enthusiasts always talk about horsepower. Well, now we're going to be really having horsepower with this and
exactly,
all.
Exactly, exactly.
So that's incredible. So, again, the audience and stuff would love to find out how can they help participate in this and all, how they can contact you. Can they come over to the farm and see you in action?
I would suggest giving us a call first to make sure we're either there and we're not running out doing errands or we have anything going on. You can visit our website and get all that information, which is www.ridingwithheart.org.
O-R-G.
And right now we're really looking for funds.
Okay.
Since we don't have lessons going on through the winter, we still need to take care of the horses. They still need to be fed. The farrier is still going to come through the year. I still have to, you know, we still have to pay the barn manager for taking care of the horses every day.
Sure.
We need electricity to run the pump so we can get water to the horses. So monetary donations are vitally important at this time. Okay. And they can make a donation right up on our website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if they just go to ridingwithheart.org, you can click on the little button and make a donation.
Okay.
And no amount is too small, and every dollar counts.
Sure.
Like I said before, we try to be really good stewards of every dollar that gets donated to us. So, yeah, any donation would help right now.
Right. It's always incredible. You know, people don't really think about the cost of, you know, just having the animal there, let alone doing anything with them and stuff. You know, they wake up in the morning just like you and I. They've got to be fed. They've got to be worked, walked and stuff. They've got those fancy shoes on just like a woman and stuff needs to change shoes
once in a while. Our horses are barefoot. We only have one horse that wears front shoes.
Oh, really? Oh.
We try to do a more natural hoof care with them.
Okay.
So, but they do still need the farrier to come every few weeks to trim their feet.
Do a pedicure on them and things like that.
Yes, they get pedicures and, you know, they do a hard job, so they get to, you know, we need to take care of them.
Right. And horses and stuff are, you know, an incredible animal out there and stuff.
They are.
They've got feelings, like you said. You know, they give back tenfold what you give them and things like that. So that's the interesting thing about animals and therapy and things of that nature and all. And so we're kind of running out of time here and all in the 2017. So anything you want to tell the radio audience and stuff contact information, upcoming events, anything you want them to know.
Well, if you know anybody who could benefit from our program, whether it's a child on the autism spectrum or even just a child who is having difficulty in school and is not really into sports, anybody who you think could benefit from therapeutic riding or hippotherapy, give us a call. Go on our website. If you'd like to volunteer in our program, we do take volunteers 12 and up.
Okay.
Horse experience is not necessary. It's nice, but it's not necessary because every volunteer, no matter how much, regardless of your experience with horses, has to attend a volunteer orientation.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
And then we do continuing training every year
sure.
with our volunteers. And it's incredible how volunteering, you get back much more than you give. And there are studies that say that people who volunteer live longer and are healthier.
Isn't that something? So that's a whole other thing for the longevity of people, whether you're 12 years old or 72 or whatever and stuff. So that's great. And you said varying jobs that are needed to be taken care of, from mucking out stalls to leading the horses to doing fundraisers, working in the office.
Yep. Most of the volunteers, I would say 95% of the volunteers are lesson volunteers. They're grooming the horses. They're tacking them up, getting them ready for the lessons, and helping out in the lessons, either leading the horse or sidewalking the horse.
Mm-hmm.
But we can always find something for you to do.
That's great. So before we run out of airtime and stuff, again, how can our radio audience get a hold of you, find out more about it?
So you can go up on our website, ridingwithheart.org. You can always email me, director@ridingwithheart.org, or you give us a call, 908-735-5912. And our barn doors are always open. We're right there in Pittstown on 513.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right in the neighborhood there. This was an incredible hour. We would love to have you come back again with anything that may be coming up and with us coming up onto the Christmas holiday and stuff. Don't forget those horses and what's their favorite thing to eat. Is it sugar bars or is it carrots or apples?
Apples, because apples. I try to say carrots feel like fingers. So.
Okay. Well, very good. So this is Dr. Mueller from Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we've had an amazing one-hour session here with Chris Baxter from Riding with Heart out there in Pittstown, New Jersey. And again, everybody, play it forward and pay it forward in this upcoming year. This is Dr. Mueller from Get Healthy Hunterdon, and everybody have a safe, healthy, and happy holiday.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as an Amtrak passenger train is off its bridge and on Interstate 5 near Olympia, Washington. Images showing the train hanging over that interstate highway, and motorists are being told to stay away from that area as first responders say this is likely a mass casualty incident, though there's no word on how many people may be injured. Amtrak officials say the train is the number 501 that was operating between Seattle and Portland, Oregon. As Georgia Power officials look into the cause of a fire that led to a massive power outage at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport yesterday, former NTSB member John Guglia says too many questions remain unanswered.
Power is only part of the story here. The other part of the story, which nobody seems to be picking up on, is the passengers. They should have been evacuated early.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A couple of economic surveys making news as one annual survey finds Americans' optimism in the nation's economy is soaring as 2017 draws to a close. More than half of the respondents in the CNBC All-American Economic Survey rate the economy as good or excellent, the first time it's reached that margin in at least 11 years. And 41% expect the economy to only get better in 2018, and that's a near record. The National Association of Home Builders Index released on Monday morning showing home builders sentiment rising 5 points this month to 74, the highest since 1999. A military base in the UK used by the U.S. went into lockdown earlier today, and now a man's in custody.
A man reportedly tried to ram a gate at a checkpoint entering the Mildenhall Suffolk Air Base today. The base immediately went into lockdown, and one person was taken into custody. No other injuries were reported.
That's Bill Zimfer reporting, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, made even more wonderful when you're able to get all your packages out on time. So this holiday, ship them at Staples and get 10% off UPS shipping services. Staples is open 7 days a week and has all the mailing and shipping supplies you need. Staples. Shop, ship, smile. And right now, get 10% off UPS shipping services. Valid through 12/30/17. Exclusions apply. See associates.